My son Bryce, the day he was born, he changed my life. He was a very fun, loving child. He was very affectionate, very compassionate person. No matter how much pain he might have been in, he never let us know. So he really loved life a lot. He loved his family. He loved God more than anything. We were getting ready for church, and he just started complaining with his stomach hurting. I called our pediatrician. She sent our family and Bryce straight over to the hospital to have an ultrasound and a CAT scan. She tells us that he has a tumor in his left kidney and that we need to go to St. Jude.
I know your life on earth was troubled. Only you could know.
I was speechless. I didn't know what to think.
Weren't afraid to face.
But I remember I raised money for St. Jude's Mathathons.
We're no stranger to rain.
You know it's real, but that never happened to me or my family.
Go rest.
This is my baby. This is our family.
Son, your work on earth is done.
This is happening to us. This is reality.
Go to heaven, shout. Love for the Father and the Son. Oh, how we gathered round your grave to grieve.
We were gonna beat this.
Wish I could see angels.
He was in the living room and I was in the bedroom.
When they hear,
and I heard him ask his dad,
your sweet voice,
Daddy, am I gonna die?
Go rest high.
And it just broke my heart.
Son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven, shout. Love for the Father and the Son.
I had read in a grief book from hospice that sometimes they will shed a tear right before they pass. It's just one single tear. So I was sitting by his bedside, and his dad was on the other side, and Zach and Mia, we were all there, and we were all in my bedroom. There was that tear come down his cheek. It was less than 5 minutes, and I told him how much I loved him, how proud I was of him, how thankful I was that God allowed me to be his mother, and that he will always be in my heart, but that it was okay. He could go live with Jesus now. And it was like almost immediately he quit breathing. It was like he needed to know it was okay. And my husband carried him out, and I walked beside him, and it's just something that no mom or dad should have to go through.
Go rest high on that mountain.
He told me I was the best mom in the world.
Son, you were.
And that no matter how far apart we were, we would always be together in our hearts.
Go to heaven.
Is still part of our life in everything that we do.
Love for the Father.
He may not be here physically, but he is here in every way spiritually.
Go to heaven, shout.
I wonder why this happened to our family.
Love for the Father.
And I wished it never had.
Son.
But I am thankful that God did give us a place like St. Jude.